So last week we finished an entire unit in terms of Hilchos Kashrus. We spoke a lot of time about the inyanim of Hilchos Taroves, of different kinds of mixtures. That was pretty much one whole subtopic within Kashrus. Before we move on to what our next major topics are going to be, we're going to take a little bit of a break, and I want to talk about another unit within Hilchos Kashrus that is very much related, of course, in the Yoma as it relates to Hilchos Pesach. So there are things that we've kind of like spoke about, you know, during the course of the last 2 years, you know, here and there we'll make a little reference to Pesach, but I think of Mizar and Arba Shas Maisa, so it's always a good idea within Shloshim Yom, just almost like to highlight some of the things that we spoke about in the past, specifically some of the similarities, some of the differences, some of the chumras, believe it or not, maybe even some of the kulas that Pesach may have in terms of the general rules of Hilchos Kashrus. So we'll try to spend a little bit of time on this next week, just to try to a little bit of Chazorah, but a little bit of hopefully some new insights as well. So when we begin to look at the Isser of Achilas Chometz and comparing and contrasting it to the Isurim of Machos Asuras of general Halachas of Kashrus, so we already bump into the first Tosis of Maseches Pesach on the Beis of Aleph, but Tosis raises a question on a very technical Durabonantical level, but very often through the eyes of Dirim Durabonant that gives us these very big insights into what the nature and characteristics of Dirim Duraisa are. So Tosis poses a question on the first Mishnah of Maseches Pesach, and the Mishnah tells us that Orla Bosa Bogin is the Chometz Lohaner, that we are required to do B'dikas Chometz and Erev Pesach, and the Gemara is quick to point out on the Abdallah of Rebbeis that B'dikas Chometz is not really a mitzvah min HaTorah. Min HaTorah, there are much, much easier ways, less time-consuming ways to remove any concerns of Chometz. The Gemara says, min HaTorah b'bitu b'yal masagi. Midarais and b'bitu b'yal masagi. All you have to do is bitu chometz. Now, we're not really learning the Pesach part of the sugya. It's just very, very quickly, you know, what does that mean exactly? So Rashi has this famous shita that it's a fulfillment of the mitzvah of Tashbisu. Tosis has their famous shita that it's a circumvention of Bayra Ve'imotze. Once you're mevatel the chometz, it becomes chometz shel hefker. Once it's chometz shel hefker, then memeli you're not going to be over Bayra Ve'imotze. Those who want to reference my drasha yesterday, the Ramban has a third interpretation of that, but we won't give you bechid on yesterday's drasha. It wasn't quite the Parshas Rachim's drasha, but it was a little bit of Lamedusha drasha also. But so back to the story. So everybody agrees that in a Torah you don't really have to do B'dikas Chometz. So why do we do B'dikas Chometz? So the Gemara is very unclear. The Gemara just says, oh, B'dikas Chometz, and you have to do B'dikas Chometz. So Tosus happens to hold that the reason for B'dikas Chometz is an achila concern, that we are afraid that if you do bitl from day till tomorrow, at the end of the day, the schnapps are still there, the pizzas are still there, the cereal is still there. So you're going to be mevatel chometz. It's very nice. It's ka'af diara, but tachlis on Thursday chol moed, you're going to get hungry. You're going to go eat breakfast. You're going to eat a bowl of cereals, not remembering that it's Pesach. So there's a gzeira shemi yavali yochlo. That's the reason why Chazal instituted midirabbanan b'dikas chometz. So again, there is an issur d'oraisa by Rav Motzei, but min haTorah it's very, very easy to get rid of chometz. Just mevatel and call it a day. Midirabbanan gzeira shemi yavali yochlo. That idea that there is such a gezeir shem yavel yachol, Tosas didn't make this up entirely. Tosas applied it to the general characteristics of B'dikas Chometz, but those words shem yavel yachol do appear in the Gemara in different contexts concerning Chometz. But Tosas made it very, very big. Tosas made it more than it appears in Chazal. That's the all-encompassing reason for the mitzvah of B'dikas Chometz. So it's with that background that Tosas poses the question: how come we do not find a parallel takwan, a parallel gezeir by other machalos asuras? Say, for example, a person moves into a non-Jewish house, so the first thing they should do is, on the first night, they should get on their hands and knees and go under the beds and into the closets, that we should go and do a bedikas chazir, and a bedikas bas mecholim, and a bedikas chayla v'dam. We should go look around. Who knows what's lurking under the beds? We should go with our candles, the Or HaNer. We should look around for all the makos asuros, gezeir shem yavel yochlo. So we don't do that. So why don't we do that? How come lo shemano davazem yorim, there should be such a takonah? So Taisa says, Bistam, the reason is that the fear of Shem Yavel Yachlo is much, much more serious when it comes to Chometz than when it comes to other Yisurim. And what is it? No pun intended, but Manishtana Chometz. Why is Chometz so much more Chomer? So Taisa poses two different possibilities, which kind of converge, kind of merge together. So Taisa says that on the one hand, Chometz is the Kares. So that already ups the ante a little bit. That's a little bit of a higher concern level. But Taisa says, that's not really true, because there are other machalos asuras that are also isurei kares. There's chela, there's dam, there's pigal, the nosar. I mean, again, the odds that there are any pigal and nosar hanging around in your goy's apartment, very unlikely. But there could be some chela, you know, in the closet somewhere. You never know what people have in their closets. So comes Tosis and says, just to say kares versus non-kares is probably not sufficient. So then Tosis throws on not just the halachic aspect, it's all the psychological aspect as well. There's a very Torah Madhu, again, ready for the why you unite the weekend, very Torah Madhu, Dikka Tosis. Tosis says, first there's a halachic concern of courage versus non-courage, And then Tais says there's also the psychology involved, namely that the odds are that much more likely you're going to forget that it's Pesach than that you're going to forget that you're not allowed to eat the chelev adam. Why is that, says Tosfos? All year long, we eat chametz. We eat chametz 347 days a year, and then all of a sudden, cooked the week that you're not allowed to eat chametz. So that's what's called lo bedili b'nei. That people psychologically, their mindset is that we don't think of chametz as something like so foreign to us. So if you see a piece of chazir, who's gonna fall and eat a piece of chazir? But who's gonna fall in by mistake and eat chametz? The odds that you're gonna go into the store and you're gonna buy yourself, what do you call those pork rinds, the snacks, you always see them in the, what? Yeah, beef jerky, the pork rinds. You're not going to go and buy yourself a bag of pork rinds. It says pork rinds. You know, you don't eat pork all year. But it's not so crazy that, I don't know, you drive, you pull up to a gas station on Chol Moed Pesach, and you go, unless it's the Hamish, you know, a gas station, you can pull in, you grab yourself a snack, you know, you forgot, you possibly forgot that it's a Pesach. So since that's just a little bit, people are not in that psychological mindset as much away from chametz as they are from tar first, because it's Levi, so all the rest of the year you do eat it. So Tosfos says it's those two factors that tip the balance against chametz, and therefore midrabban and chazal were very, very concerned. So this is one perfect example where chametz parts ways with other isurim. Again, this is purely on a level of the rabbanan, that all the gezeiros, the harchokas, and all those chumras were only instituted by chametz. They don't carry over to other isurim as well. Even the other isurim, in terms of pure halacha, may be on par in terms of disukaris, but the gezeiros were not instituted. The poskim talk about on Yom Kippur, you have almost a similar kind of a notion. That on Yom Kippur, it's also Sinisakaris, and it's Lobadim. We eat all year long. We eat every Yom Kippur. We can say Yom Kippur. So 24 hours we don't eat, so maybe we should make new gezeiros. What would that mean? You have to go around doing a butikas food. You have to get rid of all your food every Yom Kippur. You have to throw all the food out every Yom Kippur. So that Atkedei Kach Chazal didn't want to do. So there's a shout of the poskim. Did they at least make some kind of a issa de rabbani? You shouldn't touch food. You shouldn't handle food on Yom Kippur. Is there anything wrong with handling food on Yom Kippur? That's a shayla. So in terms of v'chus muktzah, it's not really muktzah, because the food is royal lekach v'chayim, it's royal lekach v'ktanim, so that's not considered to be muktzah. But the question is there anything wrong with me personally? I want to just handle food. So if I have to handle the food to feed a child, or to feed an older person, okay, well, you can do it, it's braver. But is there anything wrong per se with handling food in Yom Kippur? So some achrim say you shouldn't touch food in Yom Kippur. Another achrim said, Eilon chadash gezeris betzmen, we don't have to, chazal didn't make it, we don't have to make up a new gezeris. It's interesting, almost like a parallel to this tesis. But the bottom line, at least by chametz, chazal didn't make this gezeris. So if you just read this tesis, you get the impression that this tesis is talking on a level of the rabbanon. This is not a deraisa dik chiluk, but a Torah, the rights of it to be amasagi. But if you look at the Ran, at the very beginning of Sefer Pesach, so the Ran takes tesis to the next level. So the Ran says that this idea of tesis is actually rooted in the Torah proper, in the Chumash itself. Where is that? So we just read about it yesterday. There are a whole series of different Yisurim of owning Chametz on Pesach. That's by Rav, by Motzei. So in yesterday's Kriyas HaTorah, we read about Bayi Motzei, and then in the first day of Chol Moed Pesach, Seleni for Kadesh, Le'erol HaChametz, L'chas Orb Chavalacha, the Yisurim of Bayi Ra. So there are two distinct Yisurim in HaTorah against owning Chametz on Pesach. So the Ran makes the observation that we do not find these Yisurim by other things. You're allowed to own chazer. You're allowed to own a veil satrafis. There are certain mechos and suish you're not allowed to use, and you're not allowed to benefit from, but there are others you're even allowed to benefit from. So the person has the veilas in his house. If he shechted an animal and made a mistake, and the animal's the veila. So he doesn't have to go run and throw it out that second. It's not the best idea. I probably should have put it in this fridge, you know, unmarked. It's probably not such a good idea. But there's no iser by Rabbi Motzei or another isurim. So why is that true, says the Ran, conceptually, philosophically, why is that the Torah only gave us an isurim by Rabbi Motzei and not by other isurim? So the Ran says it's based on the same idea as Tosfos, but the Ran is extending it to one level of deraisa. Says the Ran, the isur by Rabbi Motzei, one could ask a question, what's the nature of that isur? Is that an independent, freestanding isurim? You're not allowed to own chametz and pesach. You're not allowed to eat chametz and pesach. You're not allowed to own chametz and pesach. There are two totally separate isurim. They both happen to involve chametz. What do I say? No, that min haTorah, the isur by Rav and Matzah, the isur by Rav and Matzah are like a siyag diaraisa. We usually think of siyagim as gezeiros, as gedorim, as being midirabanan. But every once in a while, there's a siyag midiraisa. So this may be a siyag diaraisa that you're not allowed to own chametz. The Torah said, it's like a gezeir of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu realized, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew, if you own chametz, next thing you know is you're going to end up eating that chametz. So the Ran says, if that's the pshat, that the nature of the Yisr by Rabbi Motzei is a siyag, so then the Ran says, well, wait a second, now we have a very interesting thing, that on the level of the Araisa, the Torah is telling us that there's more to be afraid of vis-a-vis chametz and less to be afraid of about other isurim. So that idea that Tosis is expressing in the Beizim Socham and the Rabbanan to explain why do you have to go under your bed Erev Pesach and you don't have to go under your bed to find the cheeseburgers that the Goy may have left. Why Midrabbanan is there that distinction? So the Ran says, because Midaraisin is that distinction. Because the Torah itself says that Ba'i Rabbe Motzei only by Chametz, not by other Yisurim. So that Tosis on the base, on the level of the Rabbanan, is Ke'enu Derais that the Ran is explaining the very, very beginning of Masechet Pesachim. So the bottom line is, Ben Lekhiyat Tosis, Ben Lekhiyat, we have this idea that Chametz is very, very Chomer. And that coins the phrase that the Rishonim use, Chomer de Chametz. We find that phrase in sometimes concerning Yichus Chametz. We find the phrase chomer de chomer. Chomer is very, very chomer. So what makes it chomer? It's lo bedila b'nei plus the sakoris. It has two strikes against it, two very serious strikes against it, combines, merges together to create what we call in halacha the chomer de chomer. So that idea of the chomer de chomer appears in other areas of halacha as well. And this is really a throwback to what we spoke about in the last couple of weeks, where the Gemara tells us in Maseches Pesachim, in the second parak, the following. The Gemara has a whole discussion about the shear of Tarobus, which we spent so much time on the last few weeks, about Min Bemino versus Min Sheino Mino, about the Barov, about the Bashisha, about every possibility under the sun. And finally, Amar Rava, Rava gives a final word about Pesachim, and Rava says, Hilchasa, Chometz for Pesach, Osa B'mashu, Bein Bemino, Bein Shalom Bemino. Chometz for Pesach is Osa B'mashu, even the tiniest crumb falls into a big, big pot of cholent. The whole thing is chametz. You're not allowed anything. Everything is off limits on Pesach Legamrei. Chametz with Pesach Osir Mashu. It sounds. It can't be more definitive than that. Amar Rava Hilchos Chametz with Pesach Osir Mashu. Assuming that was the text that you had in the Gemara. So that's what the text. Those are the words that appeared in the Gemara. Those are the words that appeared in Rashi's Gemara. Those are the words that appeared in the Rambam's Gemara. Those appeared in the Tosfos Gemara. In the Rashi's Gemara. But Rabbi Natam, one of the Balei Tosfos, said that word. I don't think is the word there that belongs. So Rabbi Natan said that he thinks the correct Gersa, he didn't make up this Gersa, the Shiltas already, hundreds of years earlier, the days of the Gaonim, another alternate text was floating around, where the Gemara says, Amar Rava, Hilchasa, Chametz Pesach, Asur, Betarovis, whatever that is. It doesn't say the word Mashu. Mashu is not there. So what is it? So you got to read the rest of the Gemara, figure out what it is. So the answer is, says Rabbi Natan, the same thing that it is all the time. Namely, Asur B'Shishim, the Nesu Tam, like we spoke about in the last couple of weeks, that whenever you have a tarovis, so minatora, it's both the barova, midrabani need shishim, and by mimshenamino, minatora you need shishim. Whatever the regular rules of Avoskashas are, those are the rules that govern Chametz Pesach. That was a famous sheet of Rabbi Natan and the sheet of the Shiltas. So la halacha, we don't accept that view, except the Shas and Chak, Godel, we'll be bitzach for other things. But the Ikra did, we pass in Shulchan Aruch, those words that appear in the text of Ruben the Rishonim, Amar Rav Hilchasa. Chametz bePesach Aser bMashu, Bein bMino, Bein Shein Amino, etc. The question is why? Where did that come from? What is the source of that statement? Manishtana Chametz from Aser bChalav and from Chazir and the Bels and Treifus. Why is Chametz so Chomer? So the Rush in the second Berachah of Masechet Pesachim tells us the reason is very, very simple. The two magic words called Chumra and Chametz. Because Chametz is more Chomer than other areas of Halacha. And why is Chametz more Chomer? So says the Rosh. I'll tell you exactly why. Whatever Tosfos said in the base of an Alchem Sochem, it's an Issachar. That's not enough. Chelev is not B'mashu. Well, that's Lo B'dila Minei. The combination of those two factors, it's Chorez, Lo B'dila Minei. Therefore, the resulting conclusion is the Girsa, the not Rabbeinu Tam Girsa, of a Rabbeinu Chomes of Beis, also B'mashu, Be'im Amino, Be'im Shein Amino. So according to the Rosh, this is a natural progression of everything we've said. This is why this by Rabbeinu Batzei. By chametz, not by other isurim. This is why there's a mitzvah b'dikas chametz. Chametz, not other isurim. This is the reason why chametz b'pesach l'asur b'mashu and not by other isurim. It all boils down to those two magic words called chomer d'chametz. If this is true, then this opens up for us the following possibility: that chomer d'chametz is only true when it in fact is chomer, when those facts are correct. That when we're dealing with those two factors which combine, collided together, of Kores with Lo B'dil B'nei, if that picture, that image is present, then the Chumras of Chomer D'Chametz kick in. So one of those two factors are the Isra of Kores. So Isra Kores, we have to stop for a second. Now we have to learn a Pesachim Sugya. Wait a second. When am I Chayef Kores for eating Chometz on Pesach? So the Torah is very clear, we just read it yesterday. Shivas Yomim. The Torah says that if you eat Chometz for 7 days, It says the Torah didn't even leave you for your imagination. It says it very, very clearly. It says it beferish from the 14th, the Arab of the 14th going to the 15th until the end of the 21st, lest you think that it goes Laila Basra Yom and Yom Basra. It's very, very clear in the Chumash that it goes the Arab and Arab, that that's the Dimid Daraisa, 7 full halachic days. That's when this initial occurs. So all of a sudden, we all know that Lamaisi and Alani Chomis in Erev Pesach. I mean, every kid knows that. 3 o'clock in the afternoon, you can't have a slice of pizza anymore. So where did that come from exactly? The Torah says that Shivas Yomim, it says it black and white many, many times, Shivas Yomim does an Issa Koris. Where did that Isser of 3 o'clock in the afternoon come from? So that was a huge, huge Machlekes HaTanoim. So the Gemara in Daf Kaf Ches Maseches Pesachim quotes Machlekes HaTanoim about literally how to learn Pshat, how to learn Taishin of Pasuk. The Pasuk appears not in yesterday's Kriyas HaTorah, it appears in Pashas Rehi. The Torah says that come Shomer Chodesh Aviv, yes, he's a Pesach, Hashem Elokecha, Kim Chodesh Aviv, you have to bring a Korban Pesach, and the Chodesh Aviv, etc. So you come Erev Pesach, the Beis HaMikdash, you bring a Korban Pesach, and the Torah says the following, and this is the very, very tricky phrase, Lo Sechal Alav Chometz. Don't eat Chometz Alav on it. So if I was in 7th grade and writing my composition, it says, don't eat Chometz on it, so I would get a red mark. I don't know whether people write compositions anymore. Definitely after artificial intelligence writes your books for you, definitely not writing compositions anymore. So you, lo socha alav chametz, don't eat chametz on it. On it of what? So on it is obviously referring to the Korban Pesach. But wait a second, which part of the Korban Pesach? Is the lo socha alav chametz mean when you're sitting down to your Seder, don't eat chametz? I thought I knew that already. So what exactly does that, what does the Torah call to be mechadish? So comes the Tana, Rabbi Yehuda himself, that's what the Torah calls to be mechadish. L'saychal alav chametz means that from the minute that it's the time to be bring the Korban Pesach, at that point in time, chametz is already off limits. L'saychal alav chametz b'shash chitas ha-korban. Technically, it's not Pesach yet. And technically, if you look at Pashas Bo, it's not Barishon Be'arba Sol HaChodesh Be'arba. It's not yet the night of the 15th of Nisan, so it's not really Pesach. It's Erev Pesach, but Lo Socha Alav Chometz. The Torah says you're not lighting Chometz in the context of the Shechitas HaKorban Pesach. Therefore, whenever the Zman Shechitas Pesach begins, that's when the Isra Achilas Chometz begins, Min HaTorah. When is that on the clock? When is the earliest possible time to Shech the Korban Pesach? So that we read about yesterday's Kriyas HaTorah. The Torah says, V'shachto Sokol Kalatas Yol Bein Ha'arbayim, between the evenings. What do the words mean? Just tight, just little chumash. Today's a chumash. What does it mean, bein ha'arbayim? So the Gemara explains in Maseches Pesachim that arbayim has a lashon when the sun is beginning to dip down, beginning to go down. That's what erev means. The sun is beginning to set. So how many times does the sun set? So there's the erev rishon, erev sheni. Erev rishon means when the sun begins the process of descending down in the sky. So the sun rises in the morning, east. Okay, right, okay. It goes up, to the middle, and then at Chatzos Hayom, it's exactly right smack, you know, in its halfway path, and then, a second later, it begins to dip down, and it's starting the process of descending. I mean, the sun's not going anywhere, the earth is going, but, you know, we're from our vantage point, it looks like the sun's going down. Okay, fine. So the sun is beginning to dip down. That's Erev Rishon. The second, split second, Chatzos, plus, once, minimum second, that's the Tchilas Erev of Erev. But the Torah says, Ben Harbayim, between the two Arabs. So what's the second Arab? The second Arab is when the sun has completed its path, it dips now beneath the horizon. What we call that, Shkia. So we call halachic sunset. So now you have two different Aravim that the Torah is describing, the beginning of the descent and the ending of the descent. So Ben Harbayim, any time in that window of time, you can offer the Korban. That's Pshuto Shel Mikra, that's what the Pasuk means. Shalom Ben Harbayim. So therefore the Gemara says that Lemaisi, you could check the Korban Pesach, at, let's say, what day? What time is Chatzos today? I don't know. 106? What time? I don't know. Give or take? Okay, whatever. Give or take around 106. So 106 and 32.0 to 9 seconds, whatever the beginning of, whatever the sun is exactly, right smack in the middle, you can begin to shech the Korban Pesach exactly at that time. It depends where you're standing. I remember I was a Rebbe for Amos. So somebody was making a little bit litzonos about Vasikin. They said, you know, the guy stands, you know, in the split second, to the millisecond, you know, exactly what Vasikin is. He said, what does that have to do with me in the back of the shul? He said, in the back of the shul, it's a .001 second later, depending which direction the shul is. So everyone's got to have their own little Vasikin calendar. So if you're a real diehard Vasikin fan, you know, it's not so simple. Just because Ron stopped doesn't mean the guy in the back is starting. But that was a joke. That wasn't true. So, I mean, it is true, but it's true but irrelevant. Anyway. So 106 today, that's the Chatzos, that's the 106.01, that's when the sun begins to descend. So the Gemara says, that's true theoretically, but Lemaisa, no one's bringing the Korban Pesach then, for a variety of reasons. First of all, you're not supposed to bring the Korban Pesach until you bring the Korban Tobin. That's number one. So, and you can't start the Korban Tobin until Ben Arbaim. It's also Be'erev, it's also the Ben Arbaim. So Lemaisa, no one's running to bring the Korban Pesach at 106. So you got to give the Kohanim a little bit of time to get the Shechit to the Korban. It's going to take an hour till the ball gets rolling. So that's number one. Number two, no one's bringing the Korban Pesach that early because Lemaisa, no one's bringing the Korban Tumim at 106 either, because the Gemara says that although Minat Torah, you can bring the Korban Tumim at 106.001, it's not a good idea because we don't have atomic clock, so we don't know exactly what time it is. So the only way for us to know that's after Chatzos is you got to look at the sun, look at the sky, you have to know what you're looking at. So the Gemara says that if you know how to evaluate the shadows properly, you'll be able to figure it out. So the Gemara says that the problem was that the walls of the Beis HaMikdash would block a little bit of the sun's rays, so they didn't have a perfect way of telling exactly what it was Chatzos. So they looked at the sky and they said, it looks like it's Chatzos, it's Otto Chatzos. So you know what, let's wait it out a little bit as a safeguard, just to make sure it's really after Chatzos. So Chazal made a takana, don't bring the Korban Tumim until a half hour afterwards. Wait 30 minutes, wait a half hour until after Chatzos, then you'll know for sure that you're good to go. That's part of the same reason why they made a takana not to do things in the morning at Alos HaShachar. Midaraisa, you could blow shofar at Alos HaShachar. Midaraisa, you could shake a little bit at Alos HaShachar. So the Gemara says, what are you going to do that for? You can make a mistake. It's not so easy to tell when exactly Alos HaShachar is. So you wait a little bit. So you wait till the sun rises. So get back to Chatzos. So Minat Torah, you can mamish off the Korban Pesach, literally at Chatzos, but Lemaisa, you can't, because you have to bring the Korban Tumim first, then you got to wait for the Korban Tumim, you got to wait to start the Korban Pesach. So practically speaking, the Korban Pesach wasn't brought till well later into the day. It wasn't brought till 8 hours, 9 hours, 10 hours, depending on the different times of the different days when our Pesach fell out. The Korban Pesach was Lemaisa, not offered till late in the afternoon. The Gemara says that they had to kind of walk a balance a little bit, that they don't want to do it too late. If you do it too late, you're going to run out of time. The latecomers are going to be coming to the Mishkiah. It's going to be a disaster. On the other hand, you don't want it to be too early, because if you do it too early, if you bring the Korban Tumim too early, then all the latecomers can't bring their private Korbanos after they bring the Korban Tumim. The only Korban you're allowed to bring after the Korban Tumim is the Korban Pesach. So the Chazal try to map it out properly to get the Pesach to be done at the right time. But Midaraisa, theoretically, at 106 and 0.2978 seconds, you can offer the Korban Pesach. That's what Rabbi Yehuda says. Im Kain, that moment in time is losech alav chametz. So Minat Torah, you're not allowed to eat chametz at that point. And it doesn't make a difference whether you personally are bringing a Korban Pesach. It doesn't even make a difference whether there's a Beis HaMikdash. Rabbi Yehuda says that the halach is keveya, that's the issa deraisa of eating chametz, that losech alav chametz at the time of chatzos. And Rabbi Shimon disagrees with Rabbi Yehuda. That's not what the word means. B'chlal, that's not even what the word losech alav is. That referring to shechita, that's referring to achila. According to Rabbi Shimon, there's no malchus, there's no lav. If you eat chametz in the afternoon, we're not sure exactly why it's also rolled together. So Tosfos says, "What? It's mutter? You can tell me that you're allowed to eat chametz. Every grandmother knows, not every kid knows, you're not allowed to eat chametz. So what's pshat?" So Tosfos says that of course there's no lav to eat chametz according to Rabbi Shimon after chatzos, but it's a bittul mitzvah essay of tashbisu. The Torah says you're supposed to get rid of your chametz. Lahashbis means to destroy. Lashbis doesn't mean to sit down and have for dinner. Lashbis means to destroy the pizza, not to enjoy the pizza. Therefore, Taisa says that if a person eats chametz after the zman of tashbisu, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, or Pesach, that's a bitul mitzvah essay deraisa. That's a violation. It's a lack of fulfillment of the mitzvah deraisa of tashbisu. So the Baal HaMor has this famous comment on that Taisa. The Baal HaMor in the first Berachah Pesachim writes he doesn't understand Taisa. He says, why is that called the bitul mitzvah of tashbisu? Fakir, it's actually a fulfillment of tashbisu. He said it's the only way you'll know the chametz is gone. If you try to burn your chametz, we all know we've all been there. Everyone knows what an absolute complete reality, it's a disaster. Bia chametz is a total complete disaster. We all know it. What happens? You take a bunch of yeshiva guys who know nothing about making fires, and you give them, everyone brings, you have 400 challahs that are there, you have 300 bagels that don't burn, and whatever challahs are there that do burn are wrapped in aluminum foil that doesn't burn, nobody figured out that. And even the ones that are not aluminum foil, they're wrapped in plastic, which is lethal poison gases that are burning. And what happens? You have this whole big, the guy who comes with this 400 lulavim to throw in, and somebody puts a little match and lights it, and he's wondering why the whole thing doesn't blow up. So it burns for 2 seconds, and it goes out. So another guy comes pouring lighter fluid on it, and then it goes up for about 3 seconds, then it stops also. And pretty much we all have seen that type of birchamitz. So at the end of the day, we're relying on the fact that it probably, if you let it sit long enough, it became so disgusting and so nifkam already, so even if it's not mamsh ashes, it's throw a lot more live fluid around the end and call it a day. That's usually what we do. So says the Balamor, he says, but if you eat it, it ain't coming back. Then you know it's gone. And the Balamor coined the phrase, Ein lecha hashbasa gedal mezo. That's the greatest hashbasa. That's the greatest tashbisu. So Tosfos says, that's a terrible tashbisu. Because Tosfos understood tashbisu doesn't just mean to destroy. Tashbisu means to destroy in a non-productive, enjoyable manner. You have to burn it. You have to flush it in the toilet. You have to get it thrown into the river. You have to get rid of it in a way that you're not enjoying it. The Baal Mor says, what's wrong with enjoying it? There's a day. Sit down. Enjoy your pizza for lunch. You can even make a bracha, be a chametz, before you eat it at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. So our minig is not like the Baal Mor. The Baal Mor himself says, not like the Baal Mor. He himself explains why the Maaseh Chazal didn't like that kind of a setup. But in the pure world of Deraisa, the Baal Mor says, there's nothing wrong with eating chametz in the afternoon. It's a good thing, min haTorah. But the Rabbanim, maybe you shouldn't for other reasons, but min haTorah, it's okay. So the bottom line is, nobody's eating chametz today, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, Erev Pesach. So there's an issur, you're not allowed to own it. If and when you're offering your Korban Pesach, you're taka not allowed to own chametz. I'm not going to own the chametz. It's 2 o'clock in the afternoon, I'm not going to bring the korban to 4 o'clock. So Los Ishkar is not going to cause me to, it's not going to create an issur achil on that chametz. What's this? Lach emis mikdash kayim? So I'm not, let's say I already brought my Korban Pesach. So now I'll go get some more chametz in the afternoon. So the bottom line is that nobody's eating chametz today after chatzos, according to those who pass like Rebbe Yehuda, the Rambam pass like Rebbe Yehuda, so it's an Issur Lav Malchus Midaraisa. According to some Rishonim who pass like Rebbe Shimon, it may be an Issur Essay. According to some Rishonim, it's an Issur Rabbanon. According to some, maybe it's not an Issur. You have your array of different sheetahs. Halacha L'maaseh Shulchan Aruch, nobody from today is eating chametz and Erev Pesach in the afternoon. Remember years ago there was a store, it was not in Bergen County, I found out in a different place. There was a store that somebody walked into the store on Erev Pesach, the takeout kind of store, and it was business as usual. All the chametz was there, it was on the Rosh Kocha, very rebel Rosh Kocha. All the chametz was out for, on display, and it was being sold, and it was fine. So the guy went ballistic, said, what's going on here? You're selling chametz, it's 3 o'clock in the afternoon. They didn't know what the Balamor. I said, well, my high. So they made one or two phone calls and they found out. What happened was it was a very serious, very, very simple, honest mistake. The owners of the store were Israelis. They weren't from. Well, they had no idea. So they had arranged with the rabbi before and that they said, we're going to be closed. Kolachag. They did a Mechiris Chometz and they said, we're going to be closed the entire Yontif. So they didn't realize that Erev Pesach after Chatzoy, so after the Zman Hisser is gone. So they said, so we're going on vacation. So nobody told them that 3 o'clock in the afternoon, you can't have your whole display of bread out. So it was a simple, honest mistake. Now, what are the ramifications of the mistake? It's a different story, but L'maaseh was a simple mistake. But so nobody holds that your mamish chayef koresh even chametz in Erev Pesach. That's a non-starter. The Torah says only from the 7 days of Pesach. Whether it's a lav with malchus, whether it's an essay, whether it's a derabbanan, whether it's a mitzvah, whatever you're across the spectrum in this question, nobody says that there's an issur koresh on this. So therefore, the Rosh has the following conclusion. When do we say chametz u'pesach osim b'mashahu? We throw the book at you and we say that it's a trace up everything and a little crumb of chametz kills your cholim, kills your soup, kills everything. It's osim b'mashahu, it's osim b'mashahu. But medvamamurim, that's if and when it's subject to the rules of chomet d'chomets. So remember we said, in order to qualify for chomet d'chomets, two conditions have to be met. It has to be lo b'dilimineh, that you think it's okay to eat it all year long, and it has to be a violation of koris. But if either one of those conditions are missing, then this din of chomet d'chomets, chomet d'mashu doesn't apply. So says the Rosh, the condition of koris doesn't exist in Erev Pesach, and therefore if you're cooking in Erev Pesach, you're cooking up your big pot of chicken soup and a breadcrumb falls in. Mamish, a breadcrumb falls in, no problem. You can eat the soup. No problem whatsoever, says the Rosh. Smut luchet chili to soup. Gevald chametz bezchel subashu. That's on Pesach proper, not before Pesach. Then there's a further machlokes. We spoke a little bit about this in the past. Then there's a further machlokes. Once we paskin that it's mutter, so if I want to eat that soup on Erev Pesach, there's nothing wrong, says the Rosh, with eating that soup. Can I now serve it at the Seder? So I would say, serve it at the Seder, but on the Seder it's already Pesach, so chametz bezchel subashu. So there's a big machlokes in Rishonim. Once something was nisbatel before Pesach, do we say chayz v'neir or ain't a chayz v'neir? Do we say that the chametz wakes up or doesn't wake up? So that was a huge machlokes in Rishonim. And there are more basically paskins for all practical purposes. For this case, at least, there are more paskins that you don't say chayz v'neir. The Ramah says that once the chametz was nisbatel beforehand, it was lach balach, it's not here anymore, you can't see it anymore, whatever the parameters of that Ramah are, the Ramah says, be'ikra din, once the bittel is chal, once we declare it's mutter, then it remains mutter for the duration of Pesach as well. So you would have two very strange halachas. If I'm cooking a pot of soup on Thursday Chol HaMoed, and a breadcrumb falls in, so fish come out of the soup is out for lunch, not for my lunch, but after lunch. Literally, you can't eat the soup anymore because it's chametz based on mashu. I didn't say you necessarily have to get rid of it. I didn't say it's also after Pesach. But on Pesach, it's outright also, except according to Rebbe Tam and the Shulter. So on Pesach, it's also chametz chametz. If that same shah, the exact same shah happens on Erev Pesach, so then we paskin that it's mutter because chametz chametz isn't there. And then Mamela remains the hetero even through Pesach based on the principle of Enochez Beneir. But is everything we said till now, with this rush, is this really accurate? Is this really correct? That the engine that's driving chametz to Pesach Asa Mashu is the chumra de chametz, which would lead to this gula. So we made reference quickly a few weeks ago to the Shita Rambam. The Rambam has an entirely different picture on this story. The Rambam says, you want to know why chametz to Pesach Asa Mashu. The Rambam had the girsa of Taisus and Rashi and in the Rush, all the other Rishonim. The Rambam did not have the girsa of the Shiltas and Rabbeinu Tam. The Rambam says, chametz to Pesach Asa Mashu. You want to know why? So the Rambam never uses the word chumra d'chametz. Does that on his radar screen, chumra d'chametz. Says the Rambam, you want to know why? The exact opposite. Because chametz is so kal. Chametz is so lenient. Why so lenient? Chametz falls into the cracks of that halachic world, a davar sheyesh lo matirin. That chametz is going to be mutter. In a couple of days from now, next week, chametz is going to be over, Pesach is going to be over. So the Rambam says, whenever you have something which is treif now to become mutter at a later point, that's called the Dava Sheyesh LaMatirin, and we spoke a little bit about this a few weeks ago. Dava Sheyesh LaMatirin, Afilu B'Elef Lo Botel. The most classic example of Dava Sheyesh LaMatirin is the case of the Beitza. Those who learned Maseches Beitza not all that long ago, so the first couple of daf Maseches Beitza, talking about the Beitza Shenolta B'Yontif. So the Beitza, the egg is laid on Yontif, so it's off limits. B'chliks B'Sham Yisil, we pass in Beitza Shal B'Yontif Lo Soichol. Why Lo Soichol? That's four different reasons. Either it's a muktzeh, shu gezeh, shu this, shu that, shu chan derabish, whatever. Learn the first three bottom of Maseches Beitza to figure out why it's also. But lemaisa beitza should all be onto this also. So the Gemara quotes a brayse that says, and what if this beitza gets mixed in with other beitzim? So now I have 1,000 eggs, and I have one egg that's a beitza should all be onto. They all look the same to me, and I can't tell which is which. What do you do? So the brayse says all of them are off limits. And I said, what are off limits? A bottle of rov, a bottle of rov, a bottle of shisha, a bottle of something. Where did that? Where did Mechadesi? That all the eggs are off limits. The whole thing is probably drabun anyway. Mechadesi. So the Gemara talks for another 2 blocks to try to figure out what the answer to that question is. And finally, the Gemara gives the answer that the reason why it's not a bottle because dava sheyesh the material, I feel be also bottle. So what does that mean? So we spoke a lot about this a few weeks ago. Then we'll give the simple shot now. Rashi says, "Maseches Beitza, the easy reason why is it a bottle?" Rashi says, "What do you have to rely on bittul for? But you have to live your life based on the evidence of Shasar Chak is bittel. Wait a few hours, a few days, you wait till tomorrow, it's going to be mutter. So when you have chaz that falls into your soup, what are you waiting for? It's going to remain chaz in the olam vod. So either it's mutter or it's also. So if we don't say bittel, you have to throw it out. A beitza should only be yontif. So don't eat the egg today. Wait till matzah, you'll have matzah yontif. You have an egg for dinner today. You won't eat the egg in the afternoon. What's the big deal? So whenever it's not such a big deal, you have to wait it out. So that's what the Rambam says. That's the reason why chametz of Pesach also bebashu, because what's the big deal? Pesach is going to end soon. I mean, 7 days, 6 days, 4 days, 2 days, tomorrow. Pesach will be over soon. So why do you have to eat the soup with the breadcrumb thrown into it today, relying on bittul? So according to the Rambam, it comes out, it's the exact opposite of the Rosh. The Rambam says, you want to know why chametz of Pesach also bebashu? Is because chametz is so calm. because it has that leniency that it's a revolving door, it's going to become mutter legamri in a few days from now, because it's so lenient, therefore wait it out until it becomes mutter. So you have a machlekes Tyson the Rush on one side, and the Rambam on the other side. Everybody, with the exception of the Tam and the Shiltas, agrees to the halacha, chomer sepes chasim nashil. But they're coming at it from two totally different vantage points. According to Tyson the Rush, the reason why it's asr mashal is da'afka because chomer is so super duper duper chomer. According to the Rambam, the reason why is because chomer is so super duper kakal. It's going to be mutal agamre, therefore just wait it out for those few couple of days. There'll be a tremendous afkim in Ladina, our case of Erev Pesach. If you have a breadcrumb fell into your pot of soup on Erev Pesach, so what do you do? Is it asr or mutar? According to the Rush, it's mutar because no chomer chomer, everything's hunky dory. According to the Rambam, no, it's not. According to the Rambam, it's a davar sheyesh matirin. Wait 7.5 days. So if you could wait 7 days, you could wait 7.5 days. You could wait 1 hour for the beitza. You could wait 7.5 days for the chametz. So wait 7.5 days, and everything's going to be fine. Everything's going to be mutter. So lechora, the Rambam's right. Lechora, it's a pel on the Rosh on Tosfos. Why didn't the other Risharim say davar sheyesh matirin? Davar sheyesh matirin is a gemara by beitza. We know this in the Dharm and beitza. There are gemaras before Roshes about it. Chumid the chametz, the Risharim made up that term. Chumid the chametz. So what's wrong with the Rambam's strategy? So this is a throwback to the Dovah Sheshem Matirin Sugyas, and this is going to impact the Ras Halacha Maisa in terms of Chametz. These shilas, believe it or not, really happen. I've had real shilas of different things get mixed up before Pesach, on Pesach, Erev Pesach, and the question is, how much of the Shittas Rambam do we follow? How much of the Shittas Rosh do we follow? So these very, very different, they came to the exact same conclusion. They came there from different vantage points. Like you can end up, I have to get to Washington Heights. So you can go through the tunnel, you can go through this tunnel, that tunnel, you can go through the Tappan Zee Bridge, you can go there, you can take the George Washington, you can take the upper level, lower level, 95. I know where I got to get to. So everyone's got to get to Chomer to Pesach Asur B'Mashu, everyone except for a bit of time in the Shultas. Everyone's got to get to that conclusion. How do you get there? You come from this way, you come from that way. So depending on which way you take, which path you take, is going to have some very, very real enough convincing.
According to the Rambam, the level of conversation up here is the same, whether it's everything.
Right, according to the Rambam, identical. Doesn't matter. The Isser is irrelevant according to the Rambam. The only thing that matters is the Heter. The Isser is irrelevant. So if it's going to be Mutter, it'll be Mutter in 7 days, 7.5 days, or 2 days. That's called the Dov Sheish Matir. So hopefully that's Hashem next week. We'll try to put some final touches on this.
The point from Rambam, Dov Sheish Matir, this complexity to the Dov Sheish Matir. Because it's unlike the Heter, that in itself is not us or the own by the Rabbi Masay. This has a different level of to the owner.
That's true, but the question is, does it make a difference? So the Rambam says that it's irrelevant. The Rambam says that at the end of the day, it's going to be mutter. Once there's going to come a time when you can eat this pizza, then it's Dov Sheish Matir. So, why is it also going to be mutter? Remind me of my teacher.